Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Saturday morning. Ontario docs call on feds for $10 billion to clear backlog of health services. Ontario doctors want the federal government to boost its Health Canada contribution to Ontario's health spending, immediately. The Ontario Medical Association, OMA, held an online news conference Monday to say that Health Canada should be providing an additional $10 billion, allowing the province to clear the backlog of care created by the COVID-19 pandemic and fix the cracks in the healthcare system that widened during the pandemic. The OMA said it supports the position of Canadian premiers who want to increase the federal health contribution to 35%, up from the current 22%. We're urging the provincial government to take steps in this week's budget to reverse 30 years of chronic underfunding by all parties, said Dr. Adam Kassam, the OMA president. But Ottawa needs to do its share to put Ontario back on course as being a national leader in healthcare, for the sake of our patients and our economy, he added. Read the full story here. Emergency simulation exercise draws from real-life 2020 sulfuric acid leak. An emergency simulation exercise surrounding a sulfuric acid leak had emergency personnel tend to a scenario at the Garson Community Center April 28. In this situation, a Norfalco vehicle carrying sulfuric acid spilled part of its load while traveling from the Sudbury Integrated Nickel Operation smelter to the Garson Community Arena, where it parked. It's a realistic scenario, Glencore Integrated Nickel Operations Representative Yoninico, IO, Grennan told Sudbury.com, noting that a similar situation took place in June 2020. At the time, approximately 20 liters of sulfuric acid leaked from a vehicle's faulty valve while traveling from Falconbridge to Espanola. There was a request, so, that we could improve our communications, Grennan said of the 2020 incident. The community was aware a bit late after the incident, and that created some confusion. Thursday's training exercise, which drew from this real-life scenario, was intended to reaffirm these communications practices, both between emergency response organizations and the public at large. Read the full story here. Deadline extended to today for performers applying to 2022 Peter Schneider Concert Series. Performers have another chance to apply to take part in the 2022 Peter Schneider Concert Series, with the deadline to do so extended to April 29. The series is returning to Bell Park following a two-year hiatus as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, and will take place on Sunday evenings from 7 to 8:15 p.m. from June to August. Applications are not open for the final show of the year on August 21, however, at which all-star group the Swing Fever Quartet is slated to perform, as per tradition. To express interest in participating in the 2022 Peter Schneider Concert Series, an online form must be completed by the end of the day on April 29. Residents are also invited to fill out and submit the application in person at the One Stop Services desk at Tom Davies Square. Ontario budget projects larger deficit, billions for infrastructure ahead of election. Ontario's progressive conservatives are veering off a path to balance with an election budget loaded with billions of dollars in hospital, highway and transit investments. The document, set to serve as the Tory platform during a campaign expected to kick off next week, has the party projecting Ontario will be $19.9 billion in the red this year, a bigger deficit than the province ran in the first pandemic year. The Progressive Conservatives aren't planning to balance until 2027-28. That's despite Ontario's Financial Accountability Office saying recently that the province was on track to balance the budget by next year. Finance Minister Peter Bethlen-Falvey defended the deficit and the whopping $198.6 billion budget, saying now is the time to invest and rebuild. Sparing no expense during the pandemic was the right thing to do, he said. Rebuilding Ontario's economy today is the right thing to do in a fiscally responsible way, which we demonstrated in this budget. Read the full story here. Crisis workers being added to Greater Sudbury's 911 call center. 4 qualified crisis workers are being added to the city's emergency communication center to handle mental health and addictions calls that might otherwise result in police intervention. Lots of times these individuals are just looking to speak to someone, and it's not necessarily a police response, Greater Sudbury Police Service Deputy Chief Sarah Cunningman told Sudbury.com. We often know that we're not the best people to be responding to these calls for service. clinically trained crisis workers who specialize in mental health and addictions and abreast of the latest services available are typically what they'd be looking for, she added. The Crisis Call Diversion Program was announced earlier this month as part of a $6 million provincial investment in Greater Sudbury Police Service Community Safety Programs. While much of these funds go toward extending existing programs, this program is new. The $1.19 million budgeted toward the program is intended to stretch it to 2025, at which time Cunningham said they will evaluate how well the pilot effort performed. If it's a success, we'll build on it, she said. Read the full story here. 5 cut down visiting Titans 127-104. The Sudbury 5 jumped out to a first quarter lead against the KW Titans at Sudbury Arena on Thursday and didn't look back for the rest of the game. The win improves the 5's record to 11-9 and moves the team to second place above the Titans in the standings. The first quarter was pretty back and forth, with the 5 ultimately outscoring the Titans 34-33. Braylon Raisin picked up 10 points on the quarter to lead Sudbury in scoring, with Jeremy Harris picking up 9 points and Jalen Bland earning 7. Quarter 2 wasn't as close, but Sudbury continued putting the pressure on and hit their buckets with regularity. Sudbury's shooting percentage was above 50% on threes and field goals, which saw them outshoot KW and pick up 31 points to the Titans' 24. Jason Caliste led the team in scoring, picking up 10 points. The Titans found their offense again in the third quarter, and while Sudbury outpointed them, the 5 only picked up 28 points to KW's 26. Raisin once again led the 5 in scoring this quarter, earning 8 points. The quarter ended with Sudbury up by 10, 93-83. Whatever success KW found in the third evaporated by the fourth quarter in the face of a surging 5 offense and some solid rebounding in Sudbury's paint. Jalen Bland alone scored 12 points in the fourth to lead the 5. Sudbury's shooting percentage once again seriously outpaced KW and paved the way for the final score of 127-104 for Sudbury. Sunny and warm Saturday, cloudy and warm Sunday. Expect a high of 14 for Saturday under sunny skies. The UV index today will be 7, or high. Tonight, the temperature will drop to 2 and the skies will stay clear. On Sunday, 14 is the anticipated high once again, but under cloudy skies. For Sunday night, the temperature will dip to 6 with showers.